In early 2020, after securing a construction job with a local mining company, industrial contractor Patrick Mechanical went about gathering the equipment needed to get the work done. High on the priority list was a boat. More specifically, a sturdy, reliable landing craft that could ferry construction supplies and personnel to the worksite. But the firm quickly realized the task was easier said than done. "They couldn't find one," said Guy Gallipo, general manager of Bad River Boats, Patrick Mechanical's newly minted spin-off company. The pandemic charged consumer and commercial demand for watercraft had many boat builders scrambling. Orders were booked solid for a year, 6 months, a year and a half, he said. But the company couldn't wait, and so it decided to build its own. After purchasing a package of boat designs online, Patrick Mechanical's team of welders set to work cutting, assembling, and finishing their first product. In short order, the company had built its own 24-foot, hand-welded aluminum landing craft, dubbed the SS Workhorse. The Workhorse started grabbing the attention of other boating enthusiasts, and before long, the team was building boats for others, first an 18-foot fishing skiff, then a 19.5-foot landing craft for a lakeside homebuilder. "That was the start of, maybe we could build boats," Gallipo said. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Hired last May to head up the boat building firm, Gallipo is a boating enthusiast with a career's worth of manufacturing experience and a personal relationship to company founder Doug Patrick. The longtime friends and their families have together spent decades gunk-holing, cruising in and out of shallow bays and coves across northeastern Ontario. One waterway that holds particular sentiment is the Bad River, a Lake Nipissing tributary that draws from the French and Pickerel rivers before eventually emptying into Georgian Bay. Favored for its isolation, challenging boating, and rugged beauty, it proved the ideal inspiration for the new company name. "These boats are utilitarian, but also pretty enough that you can take your wife and kids to a beach, or just leave it sitting on the dock at camp to get yourself to camp, to take your construction equipment to help a friend. It's so versatile," Gallipo said. "But then the nice thing about it is if you actually did happen to hit a rock or hit the boat on the shoreline and put a hole in it, it's that easy to fix." Want more business news from the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Bad River Boats offers five basic boat designs, 16 feet, 18 feet, and 19 feet, along with 21 and 24-foot landing craft, but Gallipo said they can also build anything in between. Manufactured with 3/16-inch aluminum, each boat is TIG welded by hand to make it strong and aesthetically pleasing. They can be completely customizable and come with a lifetime warranty. "When we do sell a boat, that is one of the things I say. Use it for a year, and bring it back if you need anything else," Gallipo said. "We can make whatever you need." An average build takes between 4 and 6 weeks, but could be longer depending on customization. The company also manufactures push barges, and Gallipo said they'll soon add trailers to their catalog. Bad River Boats' target markets are construction, government, police, and firefighting. But Gallipo said they're also great for the average angler who wants a utilitarian craft that can get them where they want to go. "Clients never know what they're going to have to put in the boat, so being strong, rugged, having the non-slip floor, and versatile, they have all kinds of things they can do with it." A staff of 6, Gallipo, a full-time salesperson and 4 welders, work out of Patrick Mechanical's warehouse-style shop in the east end of Sudbury. Gallipo said he could easily hire more, particularly Red Seal welders and fitters, though it's been challenging to find people who have the skills and are available to work. "Labor today is a little bit harder to find than materials are, and materials are hard to find," Gallipo said. If growth continues as predicted, he anticipates needing another salesperson and 3 or 4 more welders over the next few years, with the eventual goal of moving into a larger, dedicated facility. Since officially coming to market in 2022, Gallipo said the company's been focused on perfecting its product and is in the process of adding distributors to its network. "There are competitors out there offering similar products, but he's confident Bodriverboat's high quality, made in the North series of watercraft, will appeal to companies and families looking for something solid and long-lasting. "We're starting to grow," Gallipo said. "We would like to see our growth double in the next 2 years."